In Northwest News from KPLU, it was 50 years ago this week that four young musicians from Liverpool performed to a sold-out crowd at Seattle Center Coliseum. They were the Beatles, and they had arrived in Seattle for the first time as a part of their U.S. tour. Radio personality Pat O'Day emceed the concert, and he still remembers the deafening screams of teenage girls that overpowered the small sound system. He spoke with KPLU's Allison Marcotte about that day when Beatlemania swept through the city.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow.
My name is Pat O'Day. It was my joy to, on the stage that night, say to that screaming crowd, "Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to Seattle the Beatles." Frankly, that night was not a good musical experience. Sound systems were totally inadequate. The new Coliseum had few little tinny speakers hanging from the ceiling. But the people saw the Beatles. They saw those kids with the long hair and the great faces. The girls went nuts.
Out here in front of the Edgewater Inn Hotel on Elliott Bay. And listen to this.
I'd gotten acquainted with George Harrison backstage, and I was standing right next to that tiny stage at the end of the Coliseum, standing there looking up at George. The screaming was so loud, George looked down at me, shook his head, unplugged his guitar for about 30 seconds, then plugged it back in and said, "It doesn't make any difference, they can't hear it anyway." I don't think anything equals the energy that the Fab Four brought, because they had reunited America with rock and roll. The days of Elvis and Chuck Berry and Fats Domino and Little Richard had slipped, and we were into surfing music and this and that, and suddenly the Beatles were bringing us back to our roots.